What if instead of wanting to program yourself thin, you wanted to program yourself fat? Okay? Seriously, imagine if you wanted to program yourself so that you would automatically and naturally gain weight. And it would be simple and it would be automatic. Okay? How would you do it? I got to thinking about this the other day, because so often we always look at things from one perspective and we always think about how we want to lose weight. But what if we wanted to put weight on? What if we wanted to gain weight? Right? How would you do it? So as I started thinking about it, I started thinking there's four main ways that I think would pretty much guarantee that I could get a person to automatically gain weight. Right? And these are the four things I came up with. Number one, and I think this is really the foundation for the whole thing, okay, is I would have this person watch as much television as possible, because this is going to do most of the work for me. I mean, if you think about an average commercial television hour, about 20 to 25 minutes of it is commercials. And that's not including product placements within the shows or sales stuff they're doing in the show that's extra sneaky. This is just straight up advertising, because most of those ads, or at least a good percentage of them, are food related. And they're slick and they're psychologically enhanced ads to get you to link all these positive emotions, to implant the idea of eating these foods that are usually highly processed, high fat, right? And this would do the majority of the work for us, because it would set the foundation and it would constantly remind you to eat more and more of these foods that are not supporting you, right? That would literally make you fat. They would make you overweight if you ate them. Okay, so that would be the first thing I do, as much TV as possible, because again, it deals on an unconscious level to change you. Now, the next thing I was thinking about, and this one's kind of obvious, I think most people think about it, but I think it's obvious for a reason that most people wouldn't think about, and that would be exercising. I would want the person to not exercise as much as possible, as little exercise as they could do, right? Ideally, we want no exercise, and really, we want as little movement as possible. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not because of the calories, though. Okay, sure, that certainly is a beneficial side effect, that the less they exercise, the less calories they're going to burn off. But I think more importantly is, number one, the less they move, the less they're going to realize how uncomfortable they are with the weight. Okay? The less they're going to realize that it's difficult to breathe with all that weight. You see, and these are important things, because these are real, real challenges of being overweight. You know, not being attractive or feeling like you're not confident, those are important too, you know, if you're overweight. But real right now pain of being overweight, which is usually a physical thing, is a much more powerful motivator. And so the less that they move, the less they're going to realize how harmful this weight is. Hence, clearing the path to keep on eating, okay? Now, the other side is, and we're going to get to this in a moment, of not exercising, is that the less they move, the more depressed they're going to become, okay? Their emotions are going to become darker, in a sense, purely because, just like anything that is not maintained correctly, it starts to work in a worse and worse way. Right? It's like your car. If you don't get the oil changed and you don't tune it up ever and you never do any of the maintenance on it, eventually it doesn't run well. Okay? Well, it's the same thing with our bodies and our emotions. All right? So again, the exercising and cutting it out would be a key component of programming yourself to gain weight automatically. Now, the next thing would be the people that you were around. And this is maybe just as important as the TV. Okay? Because this is where people get their main cues of how to act and how to think. Now, what I would like is, I obviously wouldn't want them to be around people that worked out a lot, that ate well, that dealt with their emotions in a more genuine way. What I would want is them to be around people who ate almost 100% diet of highly processed, fattening foods, a high diet of foods that are not giving them any nutrition. Again, that'll kind of keep them depressed. Also, you know, they start to rationalize it. So I want them to be around people that say, that was the point, you know, I'm just born this way. You know, again, things that they could start to think in their own mind, you know, so they could say to themselves, ah, well, you know, Joe and Mary, they're the same way. We're kind of all in the same boat, You see, because if you can relate to other people, it starts to feel better. Again, there's not that pain. So I'd want them to be around people that were overweight, that were rationalizing it, that lived this way. And I wouldn't want these people to have any exposure to people that were healthier and had healthier beliefs, ideas, and actions. Okay, so we got more TV, less exercising, friends and people around them that have poor eating habits, poor exercise habits, and poor belief systems. Okay, and finally, the one that all of these first three are really gearing towards is the emotions. And ultimately, you really, if you wanted to program yourself to be overweight, the main thing I think that would be the most powerful ultimately is to be as depressed and as down as possible. And I'll tell you why. Most people know what they should and shouldn't eat. But when you feel depressed, what do you say? I don't care. I don't care what I eat. Okay? Doesn't matter. And so that would be one of the most effective things you could do to gain lots of weight, because you just wouldn't care. Now the flip side of that is that the more depressed you feel, you're just looking for anything. You know what I mean? You get desperate. It's like you're drowning, you're just grasping for anything. And this is where everything comes full circle. Guess what'll make you feel better for a moment? Eating highly processed, sugary, fast foods. Right? So now you're depressed, you feel horrible, and you can't get yourself to take action and do anything real. But luckily, there's foods out there that take almost no effort at all to consume. They're already prepared for you. Hey, notice that? The foods that are the worst for you are the easiest to get. They take the least amount of preparation. They're the fastest to get. Right? So now we can go around full circle, because you could be really depressed, come home, sit down, and as you do that, you start eating chips or something really simple. And you start feeling a little better for a moment, just long enough to associate to the food. And then you can feel depressed again and go through that whole cycle of watching more TV, less exercising, less people around you that are going to support losing weight and support gaining weight instead, and then coming around to the depression. Okay? And that would really be almost a bulletproof way to program yourself to gain weight, right? To be overweight. Now again, remember we talked about programming, not just forcing yourself to eat all the time every meal, right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about programming yourself so that it happens naturally and automatically. You see how that works? You know, along with the exercising, I mean, it wouldn't be uncommon if someone, they slept, they got up out of bed, sat down on a chair, ate their breakfast, went to work, sat for 8 hours in a chair, got up, went home, sat for 5-6 hours on a sofa, went to bed, just kept repeating it. You see? So this, to me, would be one of the perfect ways to do it. It would almost be impossible to break out of that. If I could do this to someone, if I could make someone follow that routine for me, I would almost guarantee success that they would gain weight. Now, obviously, we're looking at this from a different perspective. You don't want to gain weight. But how many of these things are you doing in your life? How much TV are you watching? Right? How much advertisement are you exposing yourself to? I know it doesn't affect you, right? Everyone says it doesn't bother and it doesn't matter. But it does. It does. How much exercise are you getting? How much movement are you getting in a typical day? What people are you around? Real or in books and videos? What people are you exposing yourself to on a regular basis? Right? And finally, the emotions. What emotions are you feeling on a typical day? If it's depression, right, food is not the answer to solve that. The answer to solve that, there's a million answers to that. Go volunteer at a homeless shelter, right? Go work at with orphan kids. I mean, there's no shortage of opportunity to create a sense of happier emotions, more genuine, happier emotions. Move your body a little bit in a comfortable way where you can move it and oxygenate yourself. And you will get a burst of adrenaline and a glimpse, at least, of some happiness, of some motivation. Okay? But this is how you want to look at it. You know, and this video might be depressing to you. Because if your lifestyle is those four things, then now you see where you are absolutely programming yourself, but not in the way that you want. Okay, and so it's not about fighting against all these things that you have in your life. It's about changing these core things. Right? So that you're watching very little commercial television. Now you have some freedom and some space. You're moving your body regularly. So now you're building a foundation of health, of energy, right? Of motivation. Your exercising absolutely affects your motivation. Okay? You are surrounding yourself, or at least exposing yourself, to people that are thinking the way that you want to. This installs beliefs and ideas at a very deep level that are going to affect you. And then finally, again, you look for genuine ways to feel more positive emotions. You learn techniques and things to deal with negative emotions and not turn towards food. Okay? So I hope this helps you. Again, it's a different way to look at it. And I suggest to you, spend a little bit of time. What would you do if you're going to program someone or yourself to gain weight? What other things would you add? Right? What would you do? Not just eat a lot of food. But how would you get yourself to do it all the time? And again, it's a thought experiment that can, you know, just come up with some different stuff. And that's always helpful. Okay? So I hope this helps you out. I hope it helps you to become aware of some things that maybe you didn't notice before. And once you become aware of them, then you can change them. Remember that. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.